Governor Abbott in Texas has decided to do something that is pretty amazing. Because the federal government is refusing to do their job with illegal immigrants that are running across the border, he has now come out and said, we're not going to allow this to happen anymore. In fact, if you come across the border, we're going to start arresting and jailing border crossers. We're not going to waste our time anymore catching and then having the federal government go right behind our backs and release. Now, I believe that this is long overdue. I want you to hear what Governor Abbott had to say as he has issued a disaster declaration over Biden's out-of-control border neglect. Now, let me also remind you that Kamala Harris is the woman that was supposed to be put in charge of the border crisis problem, right? She's not one single time gone to the border. Think about that. She's not going to go to the border, I would argue, as well. She has no intention of going to the border. Why would she? She doesn't want to fix the border. In fact, they have purposely created the crisis at the border. And the reason why they created the crisis at the border was so that they could use it to their advantage. They want to fundamentally change this country. They want to fundamentally change what this country is. Now, take a listen to Governor Abbott in his own words about, one, issuing this disaster declaration, which I would argue other governors need to hurry up and do, and also saying, you're going to go to jail if you come into our state illegally. We're not going to wait on the federal government any longer.
I don't think this has ever happened before where a disaster declaration was made for border counties because of the influx of people coming across the border. But I did because we're about to change the way that Texas addresses the challenges on the border, and we're going to start by helping these 34 counties respond by increasing arrests. We got a new game in town in the state of Texas. It's going to begin next week.
Hey,
and that
Governor,
is we're going to start.
Why can't you just say you're not allowed in and just protect the border say go back?
I'll be very clear with you, Sean, and that is, you may remember this. I know you did interviews on this more than a decade ago when you talked to Jan Brewer. When Jan Brewer was governor of Arizona, Arizona passed laws that did exactly that, where they would send people back and they would not accept people. And the law that Arizona passed went all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court in a case called Arizona versus the United States, where the United States Supreme Court said Arizona does not have that. You know the attorney general that I used to be, and so I follow the law, and the law that I'm going to use will be legal ways in which Texas is going to start arresting everybody coming across the border, not just arresting them, but because this is not going to be aggravated trespass, they're going to be spending a half a year in jail, if not a year in jail, as well as other action that I will be announcing next week.
I love this. It's about time that you had a governor that did something exactly like this. We're not just going to charge him with aggravated trespassing. We're going to put him in jail for 6 months to a year. And then there's going to be other stuff coming on top of that. We're going to start arresting and jailing border crossers in Texas. Now, everybody else needs to be paying attention to this. Here's the other thing that's amazing about what Governor Abbott's also doing. Not only is he coming out to secure the border, but what he's also doing is he's coming out and saying that we are going to step up and we are also going to defund the cities that defund the police because we are a law and order state.
Well, the reason it's stronger is because, as you pointed out, I'm about to sign a law that will ensure that cities in the state of Texas will not be able to defund police. First, the context, and that is that you pointed out what's going on in Minneapolis, where it is both a tragedy and a disaster, what's going on for the residents of Minneapolis because of the defunding of police. And you've seen the same thing in Portland and Seattle and Chicago and New York, et cetera. Harris, unfortunately, we had the same thing happen here in the state of Texas, where the city of Austin defunded police, which is why you saw that tragic situation reported in Austin, Texas. And because Austin defunded police, we wanted to do two things in this session. One, we wanted to make sure that there were going to be consequences for the city of Austin. The second is we wanted to make sure that no other city in the state of Texas would defund police. And so here's what we're doing in the state of Texas to put teeth into this law that provides real consequences for cities that do defund the police. One, we're going to dry up their revenue sources in a way that basically will put the city out of business. What happens is a resident
so
should
not
be taxed.
So you're going to defund the city?
We're going to defund the city. We are going to prohibit cities from being able to annex in the future, but also allow people who have been annexed for 30 years to be able to de-annex because they were annexed and they were paying money into the city for the purpose of being able to receive police protection. And then the last thing I'll add to you, and that is the state of Texas Department of Public Safety, they will provide additional policing in the city of Austin. However, it's going to be the city of Austin's sales tax revenue that will be paying for the state law enforcement to make sure that there will be safety and security in the city of Austin.
I love this because Austin's gone full woke, full leftist. Austin has gone full anti-police. And what the governor's saying is, you ain't getting any money from us if you do this. You're not getting anything from us. Now, the left is saying that Governor Abbott is racist and bigoted because he's going to take people that are just wanting a better life and he's going to lock them up for 6 months or a year. What other option do you have? I mean it. How many millions of people are you going to allow to come across the border illegally before you actually do something? Because it's very clear the federal government is not going to do anything. The federal government has refused to do their job. The federal government, no. Let me say that differently. It's not that the federal government has refused to do their job. The federal government has deliberately decided that it is not in their interest because of what Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have decided to do to this country, which is invoke socialism. It is not in their best interest to secure the border. It's in their best interest to flood the border with illegal immigrants. And the reason why is pretty clear. The reason why is extremely clear. They want to give out amnesty to 15, 20 million people, or maybe even more. The number for them, I think, is honestly kind of unlimited. They want this country to be flooded with immigrants. They are excited about it. That's their objective. That is their goal. And then they give them amnesty, and then they vote for them. They want this country to be fundamentally changed from what it is now. They don't like law and order. They hate police. They want cities to burn. They want high rates of poverty. They want people dependent on the government. They want illegal immigrants to come in and give them citizenship, and they want them to be dependent on them, the government. That's what they want to happen. They're not just not doing their job. This is planned and orchestrated. Kamala Harris is another example of this. She's, quote, in charge of the crisis of the border, and she's not gone to the border one time because she has no intention of stopping this crisis of the border because they don't believe it's a crisis. This is exactly what they wanted to happen. This has been their goal all along. This has been their objective from day one. Flood the United States of America with people they can give amnesty to, and then give it to them, and they'll vote for you forever, and then we have total control. You know, you look at Governor Abbott in Texas, and one of the reasons why I think the left is thrilled with the number of illegal immigrants coming across the border is it's having an impact on the state's politics. Democrats, if they can figure out a way to start winning Texas, they win the White House every time. If they can figure out a way to start winning Texas, think about those two Senate seats and what that does. And think about all the congressional seats. You look at liberal cities like Austin, San Antonio. Those are major cities with major voting blocks, with large Hispanic populations and very large illegal immigrant populations. They've gone so woke in Austin, they're anti-police there, that their crime is skyrocketing. And the left doesn't care, right? Because they're hoping that conservatives will leave. So then they can have even more control, total control, complete and utter control. That's their objective. That's their goal. They want complete and total control of these cities. They desperately need it. You destroy these cities, all these cities around the country. Look at the rioting and looting that's taking place in Minneapolis after a guy points a gun and shoots at the police, and they kill the guy who's wanted for gun charges. He's wanted for felony gun crimes. Think about that. They shoot him because he shoots at them, the police, while they're trying to take him into custody, and they riot and loot again in that city, and they chant Black Lives Matter, blank the police, kill the police, we're going to kill more of you, threaten to kill all these people. That's what they do. This is what they do. And they're proud of it. Well, somebody's got to stand up at some point. Somebody's got to fight back at some point. Governor Abbott doing this is amazing. You know, he's also not afraid to stand with Donald Trump because he understands that Donald Trump has done the right thing. Donald Trump has come out endorsing, supporting Greg Abbott. Greg Abbott mentioned that when he was talking about these new policies, and he's saying, I'm not running away from Donald Trump. Donald Trump is still a partner with me in Texas, and we are going to secure this country and this border, and I'm not afraid to say it. He's right, by the way. No one should be afraid to be associated with Donald Trump when it comes to the border issue.
The president's endorsement, if you look at it, it was more than just, yeah, I endorse Greg Abbott. Look at the words that he used to talk about why he's endorsing me and how we partnered up together to do things like secure the border, to make America greater, to create so many jobs in Texas that are now being crushed by the Biden Green New disaster. And this is exactly why why President Trump is so appreciated in Texas. Remember, he was able to get votes in counties along the border that other Republican presidential candidates had never been able to get. He won counties along the border that no Republican candidate for president had ever won. And it's because people who live on the border, Hispanics who live on the border, they want to have the border secured. It's contrary to the Democrat narrative where the Hispanics on the border, they want open borders. That's false. It's not true. President Trump proved that people of all backgrounds who live on the border, who live inland in Texas and America, they want a secure border. And that is what I am trying to step up and achieve.
You know, Governor Abbott and Donald Trump have one thing in common, and that's this. They both understand the threat that comes from these cartels, from the gang members coming across, from the sexual assaults that happen, from the fentanyl that comes across that kills American citizens, from the human smuggling and human trafficking and sex trafficking and the violence that spills over into America. They understand it. They're not going to shy away from it. They're not afraid to talk about it. Remember when Donald Trump said what he said about what was coming across the border and people lost their minds? I mean, they went nuts. He said they're all this, and this. No, he didn't. That's not what he said. Yes, it is. He said they're all rapists, that they're all murderers. He hates Hispanic people. No, that's not what he said. He said there are gang members and there's those that are actually coming across the border and they are causing harm. He absolutely did say that. And the reason why he said it was because it's true. That's why he said it. He said it because it was accurate. He said it because it needed to be said. In so many of these towns, and he's absolutely right in the way that it was just described, so many of these border towns voted for Donald Trump and they do it again. They would do it again because that's how bad it's gotten. That's how dangerous it's gotten. And many of them are Hispanic, by the way, who came to this country legally the right way. They can't stand the onslaught of illegal activity and illegal immigrants coming across the border. Cannot stand it. They want law and order. They don't want to be worried about who's going to attack or hurt or kill them from an illegal immigrant that may come across the border or a gang member. If you're waiting for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to secure the border, if you're waiting for them to protect America, stop. They're not going to do it. They're trying to fundamentally change this country. I'll give you an example. They don't want to even inspire you when it comes to our basic history of how great of a nation we are. They want you to overlook things like D-Day. Remember Memorial Day weekend, Kamala Harris told people to have a nice long weekend? Remember to have a nice three-day weekend with a picture of herself? She doesn't want to remember the people that sacrificed to protect and defend this country and to make it what it is because they're trying to remake this country. Look at Joe Biden neglecting to commemorate D-Day. Instead, he tweeted about the Tulsa massacre and the people that he met with. He posts a video of himself meeting with survivors of the 1921 Tulsa massacre. Now, I'm not saying that that's not an appropriate tweet. What I'm saying is, if that's what you post on the 77th anniversary of D-Day on Sunday, instead of talking about D-Day, there's a problem. You know, there's a difference between this president and other presidents. And I'll remind you of a guy who was a Democrat who I miss, FDR. When FDR told the country about D-Day, he didn't just talk about what was going to happen. He prayed. He prayed for this nation. This is a Democrat who understood, by the way, borders, because borders mattered, which is what D-Day was all about. People had invaded other countries, and we were going to restore law and order to the world. And he prayed to God, something that that in this country right now, we have lost our way. I want to play for you what FDR said on the D-Day speech, June 6, 1944. And I want you to think about that the first 3 minutes of his speech explained to the country D-Day was actually a prayer.
My fellow Americans, last night when I spoke with you about the fall of Rome, I knew at that moment the troops of the United States and our allies were crossing the channel in another and greater operation. It has come to pass with success thus far. And so, in this poignant hour, I ask you to join with me in prayer. Almighty God, our sons, pride of our nation, this day have set upon a mighty endeavor, a struggle to preserve our republic, our religion, and our civilization, and to set free a suffering humanity. Lead them straight and true. Give strength to their arms, stoutness to their hearts, steadfastness in their faith. They will need thy blessings. Their road will be long and hard. For the enemy is strong. He may hurl back our forces. Success may not come with rushing speed, but we shall return again and again. And we know that by thy grace and by the righteousness of our cause, our sons will triumph. They will be sore tried by night and by day, without rest, until the victory is won. The darkness will be rent by noise and flame. Men's souls will be shaken with the violences of war. For these men are lately drawn from the ways of peace. They fight not for the lust of conquest. They fight to end conquest. They fight to liberate. They fight to let justice arise and tolerance and goodwill among all thy people. They yearn but for the end of battle, for their return to the haven of home. Some will never return. Embrace these, Father, and receive them, thy heroic servants, into thy kingdom. And for us at home, fathers, mothers, children, wives, sisters, and brothers of brave men overseas, whose thoughts and prayers are ever with them. Help us, Almighty God, to rededicate ourselves in renewed faith in Thee in this hour of great sacrifice.
You think about what FDR said. He didn't say, he prayed it. And now we live in a country where we're supposed to be ashamed of our men and women in uniform. We're supposed to hate our police. We're supposed to be happy with open borders. And we have a president that won't even remember men and women who gave the ultimate sacrifice on D-Day and the anniversary of it. That is sick. Don't forget our podcasts. We do a podcast each and every day. Tell your family, tell your friends, download our podcast, Ben Ferguson Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. Make sure you download our podcast and subscribe for free Ben Ferguson Podcasts.